Greetings to everyone.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
And let's pray before we begin.
向天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
特别我们靠近复活节的时候，我们想起耶稣来到这个世界去拯救我们。
And especially as we come upon the time of Easter, we will remember how Jesus came to this world to save us.
愿意我们不会忘记神，你是一个恩慈的神。
And help us so we don't forget that God, you are a merciful God.
愿意你的恩慈改变我们的人生观。
And we pray that your grace will change our worldly view.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名。
And thank you for listening to our prayer. We'll pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们的社会呢，是一个斤斤计较的一个社会。
Our world is a world of tit for tat.
如果你不相信的时候呢，你去坐一坐飞机，你就知道了。
If you don't believe me, all you have to do is to take a trip, riding an airplane.
你从前记得呢，我们去坐飞机的时候呢，你可以免费托运两个行李。
You may remember that we used to be able to check in two pieces of luggage for free when we get on the airplane.
现在所有托运都要加钱。
And nowadays, every piece checked in will cost us money.
但是呢，手提行李呢还是免费。
However, the hand carried items are still free.
所以后来呢，其实我们呢就把我们的手提行李呢就越来越大了。
And then, as a result of that, our hand-carried items became bigger and bigger.
那么航空公司就想出来，就是限制你的大小，还有这个重量。
And airline companies came up with a solution to limit the size and weight of your carry-on items.
但是呢，我想呢，如果我要选一个斤斤计较的航空公司呢？都莫过于呢，就欧洲这个就是 Ryanair 这个航空公司。
If I have to pick one airline that is truly tit for tat, and I would say it's the Ryanair from Europe.
因为呢，他想到一个赚钱的方法，就是如果你要用飞机上面的厕所的时候呢，每一次要你要付一个欧罗。
They came up with a way to turn bigger profit.And that is by charging people who want to use the bathroom on the airplane a dollar for each usage.
但是我想呢，因为我们也是一个斤斤计较的人呢，我们总是想到方法对付这样子的航空公司。
And because we are also people of tit for tat, and therefore we will come up with ways to counter airlines policies.
因为呢，我们太习惯这个斤斤计较的文化。
Because we're too accustomed to the culture of tit for tat.
所以呢，我们就会用这个角度去看我们所有的事情。
And therefore, we will take that viewpoint to look at all things around us.
包括我们刚刚念到的马太福音十九章这个少年财主的故事。
Including the story of the rich young man,recorded in the in chapter 19 of the book of Matthew.
那当时有个少年的财主问耶稣：“我怎么可以得到永生？”
At that time, there was a rich young man asking Jesus how he can receive eternal life.
那耶稣看出这个人呢，就是希望靠自己靠行善来得到永生。
And Jesus saw through him that he wanted to receive eternal life based on his own merits.
所以呢，他就用十诫的最后一条，就是不可贪婪呢，去让这个人知道，其实他达不到神的标准。
And therefore, Jesus used the tenth commandment, in the Bible, to tell this rich young man that the commandment is you shall not covet. To tell this rich young man that he will not be able to reach that standard.
所以耶稣回答这个人呢，他说：“若你愿意做完全人，你可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从。”
And then Jesus told him that if you want to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.
我们知道这个人就很忧愁的离开。
And we know that this young man went away sad because. Because he had great wealth.
那么耶稣最后就跟门徒说，我又告诉你们，骆驼穿个针的眼比财主进上帝的国还容易呢。
Then Jesus told his disciples that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣意思就是说了，你靠自己靠行善这条路是行不通的。
And so what Jesus is telling them that it is a dead end if they want to reach heaven through their own merits.
那门徒听到耶稣的解释的时候呢，他又觉得财主啊，这社会里面的人中之龙，他们都进不了天国，那么我们一定没有可能呢。
The disciples felt like the wealthy people in this world are the crown jewel of our society, and if they cannot reach heaven, then how can anyone receive eternal life?
那么耶稣最后就回答他们说，在人解释不能的，在上帝凡事都能。
And then Jesus finally told them that with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
那你知道呢？这句话呢是这个故事的高峰。
You must realize this is the climax of the entire story.
也是全个故事的一个结论。
It's also the conclusion of the entire story.
耶稣说，在人解释不能，就是告诉我们，你不可能靠自己努力能够得到这个永生。
When Jesus said that with man it's impossible, he's saying that one cannot receive eternal life through his own hard work.
耶稣说在神凡事都能的意思就是，但是神可以，还是可以给你永生呢。
And so when Jesus said that with God all things are possible, he's saying that God will grant you eternal life.
这个方法就是靠耶稣。
And the way for God to grant you eternal life is to trust in Jesus.
但是呢，你有没有发觉啊？对一个斤斤计较的人呢，他听了这个故事的时候呢，他的注意力呢不是放在这句话。
But have you noticed that for a person who practices tit for tat philosophy, his focus is not actually on this verse.
他的注意力放在哪里？
Where is his focus?
他的注意力放在前面这句，就是耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人呢，你就要变卖你所有的分给穷人，这句话上。
So instead of focusing on verse 26, a person who practices tit for tat actually focuses on verse 24, especially on the verse where you must sell all your possessions in order to receive eternal life.
我们想知道耶稣对这个财主的要求啊，是对他个别的一个要求呢，还是一个普遍对我们所有的人的一个要求。
So therefore, we want to know whether the requirement Jesus presented to this rich young man is a situational and unique with this young man, or is a universal requirement.
为什么我们会问这个问题？
Why do we want to ask this question?
讲到底，其实我们想知道，我要牺牲多少才可以得到生命永生呢？
The root cause for us to wanting to ask this question is because we want to know how much we have to pay in order to receive eternal life.
那在一个斤斤计较的社会里面呢，是没有免费的午餐的。
In a society of tit for tat, there is no such thing as free lunch.
我们都知道呢，这些免费的午餐后面呢，都有他们的条件。
We know that they're all these requirements implicit in free lunches.
所以我们都会花很多时间去研究这个条件是什么呢。
And then therefore we always spend a lot of time to study these implicit requirements.
所以呢，当我们看读这个故事的时候呢，我们也花很多时间希望找出究竟我要牺牲多少才得到永生。
And when we read this story, we also want to confirm for ourselves just exactly how much we must pay in order to receive eternal life.
那么很多解释圣经的人他就指出，这个变卖所有的要求呢是一个个别的要求。
And then therefore, many people who interpret these passages will tell you that the requirement of selling all of one's possession is a unique one to this situation.
因为他们指出，你看彼得，他有房子，有妻子，他也没有变卖所有啊。
Because they would point out to you that Peter, owned house and also had a wife, and therefore he must not have sold all his possessions.
他有人指出，不是有一个财主，他耶稣死后，把耶稣埋在他自己的坟墓里面吗？
And they will also point out that wasn't there a wealthy person who buried Jesus in his own new tomb after Jesus died?
那这个财主叫约瑟，那么他一定没有变卖所有了，要不然他为什么还有一个新的坟墓给自己呢？
This wealthy man was called Joseph. He must not have sold all his possessions. Otherwise, why would he own a new tomb?
那么又有人拿出来，圣经里面有很多财主，他们都是得咒的。
And they would also point out that there were many wealthy people recorded in the Bible who were also saved.
比方说在旧约里面呢，约伯就是其中一个例。
And for example, Job from Old Testament was an example.
当我们肯定呢，变卖所有呢，只是对财主的个别的要求的时候呢，我们心里面呢就很快乐，很平安。
And we would become much happier, much more peaceful in our heart if we convince ourselves that that only wealthy people recorded in the Bible need to be selling all their possessions.
其实你有没有发觉啊？当我们斤斤计较的去看这个圣经的时候，我们忽略了全个故事的重点。
And so, have you realized that when we read the Bible? With a tit-for-tat approach, then we can easily neglect the emphasis of the Bible.
耶稣已经说了嘛，你要得永生，这个在人是不能。
Because Jesus has already told us that it is impossible for man to receive eternal life on his own terms.
换句话说，你不可以用钱去买永生。
In other words, you cannot use money to buy eternal life.
那么我们要问。那么你我要牺牲多少才得永生这条问题？
Then we need to ask the question, how much we must pay in order to receive eternal life?
这个答案就是很简单，就是你不可能因为你牺牲就得到永生的。
The answer to that question is actually quite simple. You cannot sacrifice to any degree in order to receive eternal life.
神不会因为你的牺牲给你永生呢。
God will not grant you eternal life because of your own sacrifices.
那么我们怎么可以得到永生呢？
Then the question is how can we receive eternal life?
求神呢？
Call on God.
这个就是圣经里面所应许我们，凡求到主名的就必得救。
And this is why the Bible reminds us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为神的救恩不是一个斤斤计较的一件事情。
Because God's saving grace is not based on tit for tat.
不是一个功利的主义。
It's not a utilitarian or materialism.
它是一个白白的恩。
It is free.
那么我们还是要回到这个问题，那么人需不需要变卖所有？
Then let's return to this question of whether a person needs to sell all of his possession.
那么你回到耶稣在二十一节的，你再读一次。
Then let's go back to Jesus' answer, recording verse 21. Let's read it one more time.
那你会发觉呢，这句话很清楚告诉你，其实变卖所有呢，不是得永生的一个条件。
You will notice from this verse that selling one's all of one's possessions is not a requirement to receive eternal life.
他是告诉这个财主，你变卖所有的时候，你还要来跟从。
He's telling this wealthy man that after you sell all your possessions, then come and follow me.
所以变卖所有其实是，这个财主要变卖所有，他才可以跟随耶稣。
And therefore, this wealthy man needs to sell all of his possessions in order for him to be able to follow Jesus.
所以你可以说变卖所有啊，是跟随耶稣的一个。
So you may argue that selling one's, all of one's possessions is a precondition to one following Jesus.
那么我们就会想，那么我可不可以信耶稣不跟随耶稣呢？
And then we may ask the question, is it possible for us to trust in Jesus but not following him?
不可能呢?
No, it's not possible.
就好像呢, 婴孩他出生以后他一定吃奶一样。
Just like a newborn baby will automatically require feeding of milk.
当你承认耶稣是你的神的时候,
when you reckon that Jesus is your God,
你不单只承认在耶稣以外是没有其他神,
not only you're reckoning that there is no other God besides Jesus,
你也承认耶稣比你大,
you also acknowledge that he's greater than you.
所以你当然会听他的话,
and therefore, you will automatically submit to his word.
所以当我们刚信主的时候，你不一定马上了解这句话，你就是耶稣是你的神这句话的含，就是背后的意思。
So when we first believe in the Lord, we may not right away understand the implicit meanings of Jesus being our God.
但是耶稣说啊，主的羊就会听主的声音。
But God has already told us that sheep of the of God will listen to his voice.
还有呢，圣经告诉我们，我们的信是怎么？我们相信而顺服的。And
the Bible has also told us that our faith is coming from we have faith first, then therefore we submit.
这个意思就是说，真正的信心呢，它会产生一个顺服的表现。So
what that means is a true faith will produce will manifest in submission.
所以呢，跟随耶稣呢，不是一个基督徒的一个被选择的一样事情。
So following Jesus is not an option that Christians can choose from.
是我们每一个信主以后必然会发生的一件事情。
It's something that it's an end result that is inevitable once we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么有人就问了，为什么彼得还有房子还有妻子？
Then people may ask, how come Peter still had house and wife?
他不是没有变卖所有吗？
Doesn't that mean that he did not sell all of his possessions?
只是他是有。
And actually he did.
那你看19节彼得问耶稣的问题你就看出来。
If you look at the question that Peter asked Jesus in verse 19, you will see that.
那彼得对耶稣说啊，看啊，我已经撇下所有跟随你。
And he told Jesus that I have left all things behind.
那如果 彼得没有剪指做的时候，你看耶稣听到这句话的时候，他会有什么反应？
If he actually did not do things according to what he said, how do you think Jesus would react?
耶稣一定会改正他说：“彼得，你没有撇下所有，你还有房子，还有妻子，还有什么什么。”
If he did not actually do that, Jesus would have corrected him by saying that. No such thing, Peter, because you still have house, you still have a wife, you still have other possessions.
那耶稣没有改正他的时候，就是表现耶稣是同意彼得跟十二个门徒的确撇下所有。
The fact that Jesus did not correct Peter implicitly state that he agreed with Peter, that Peter and all the other apostles did leave everything behind.
那么为什么一个人撇下所有还是可以有自己的房子？
Then how can a person still own his house if he had left everything behind?
这个是因为我们对撇下所有这句话有一个错误的了解。
And that is because we have incorrect understanding of the phrase leaving everything behind.
撇下所有不是一无所有。
Leaving everything behind does not mean that you don't own anything.
你想一想。 当你看一个人，他说我是撇下所有，他不会连他的衣服也没有。So
if you have a person who tells you that he's left everything behind, he must still have the clothes that he's wearing on him.
撇下所有只是讲到一个主权上面的变化。
the phrase of leaving everything behind is stating a transfer of ownership.
这个是告诉我们你现在的东西你的房子你的妻子你的儿女你的时间你的工作都不再属于你。
What this is saying that the transfer ownership means that one's house, wife, children, and time and work no longer belong to you.
这些东西都在属于神。
And all these things now belong to God.
所以每一个基督徒其实都是只是一个管家而已。
So therefore, every Christian is only a steward.
约伯他是一个财主。
Job was a wealthy lord.
他也是一个得救的人。
But he was also a saved man.
但是他的确是一个撇下所有的一个人。
But indeed, he was one who left all things behind.
因为当神让魔鬼把他的孩子财产一夜之间拿去的时候。
So when God permitted Satan to take away all of his wealth and children overnight,
你会发觉呢，他没有埋怨神。
You'll find out that he did not grumble against God.
他反而说，侧身我侧身出于母胎，也是侧身归回，长翅的是耶和华，受锤的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
And he actually said that, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
跟随耶稣呢，不是一个选择。
Following Jesus is not optional.
这个是我们每一个基督徒都会做的一个事情。
This is something that every Christian will end up doing.
如果你选择不做的时候，很可能其实你不是一个基督徒。
It's entirely possible that you're not a Christian if you end up choosing not to follow Jesus.
但是我们每一个人呢，都是在慢慢的学习这个撇下所有这个事。But
every one of us Christians is in the process of learning how to leave everything behind.
当我们学习撇下所有的时候呢，我们这个斤斤计较的态度，很多时候又跑回来。
And after we learn how to leave everything behind, our mentality, attitude of tit for tat will return.
我们就想知道一个事情，就是我为神牺牲了这么多，神会给我什么回报呢？
We want to know how will we be repaid by God after we have made our sacrifices.
那这个其实就是彼得在27节问耶稣的问题。
And this is exactly the question that Peter asked Jesus in verse 27.
那耶稣听到他的问题的时候呢，其实耶稣没有骂他。
And Jesus did not reprimand him after he heard his question.
耶稣没有说，为什么你跟我斤斤计较？
Jesus did not say to Peter, why do you run a tally with me?
反而呢，耶稣给彼得了一个很直接的答案。
And instead, Jesus gave Peter a very direct answer.
这个答案分开两部分。And
there are two parts to his answer.
第一部分是28节。The
first part is in verse 28.
这个答案，这部分是特别给这十二个门徒的。And
this answer was particularly addressed to the 12 apostles.
我实在告诉你们，你们得跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人只坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on the glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
复兴的时候就是讲到天国来临的时候。
The renewal of all things is referring to the coming of kingdom of heaven.
审判呢是一个王帝所做的事情。Judging
is a task performed by a royal emperor.
所以耶稣是告诉十二个门徒，将来天国来临的时候，你会跟我一同得荣耀，一同做王。So
what Jesus is telling the 12 apostles is that when the kingdom of heaven comes, you will be glorified, and you will be ruling the world just same as me.
第二部分呢, 是在29节。
The second part of his answer is in verse 29.
这个是给所有配上所有跟随耶稣的基督徒的。
And this answer is given to all Christians in the world who follow Jesus.
29节讲到, 凡为我的名配上房屋, 还有, 或是, 弟兄, 姐妹, 父亲, 母亲, 儿女, 田地, 就要得着百倍, 并且承受永生。
Verse 29 says that everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life.
马可福音呢,有同一个记载, 它是强调就是, 近世的百倍, 来世的永生。
In the Gospel book of Mark, it also talks about the same verse, and in that it stressed the 100 times as much in the present age and the eternal life in the age to come.
有一些人呢,拿耶稣来骗财的时候呢,他就会告诉你,耶稣应许啊,你定是的百倍。
So some people want to use Jesus to turn a prophet, and they will use this verse to tell others that that in the present age that you will receive 100-fold of what you pay.
所以你今天奉献十块钱，明天你有一块一千块钱。So
so that if you offer $10 today, you will have $1,000 tomorrow.
那我告诉你，如果你今天奉献一
So let me ask you this question. If you offer $10 today,
那么我告诉你,
and I will tell you that your wallet will be $10 short tomorrow.
耶稣应许我们一百倍的回报呢，只是不是涨到一个物质上面的一个一百倍。
So when Jesus is telling us 100 times of as much of a reward, and he is not referring to a materialistic reward.
因为你不可能有一百个父亲，一百个母亲，听得吗？Because
it is impossible for you to have 100 fathers or 100 mothers.
但是耶稣讲，就是你的一百倍的这个应许呢，不是一个空头的支票。But
Jesus' promise of 100 times is not an empty promise.
你真的会得一百倍。
You will indeed receive 100 times as much.
只是不是一定是在物质上面，很多时候是在我们属灵方面。But
oftentimes it's not necessarily materialistic. Instead, it's often spiritual.
因为我们真的是有一百倍的父亲、母亲、儿女。Because
indeed we would have 100 times as much of fathers, mothers, and children.
因为耶稣曾经讲过，凡遵守天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹。Because
Jesus has said that for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brothers and sisters.
所以如果你是一个基督徒的时候，那么这些就是你的兄弟姊妹、父母。So
if you are a Christian, then all who are present are your brothers and sisters and parents.
其实教会呢，他们凡物共用。
Early churches shared everything.
你可以说他们真的在房子田产上面得到一百倍。
And you can truly argue that indeed, they were reward they received 100 times as much in terms of houses and fields.
圣教士戴德森呢，他150年前把福音带到众。
A missionary Hudson brought the gospel to China 150 years ago.
他为了宣教的原因呢，离开在伦敦舒服的生活。
Because of his mission, he left a very comfortable life in London.
他的妻子、他的儿女，特别他的儿女，很多都死在中国。
His wife and many of his children died in China.
但是戴德森呢，在他晚年的时候，他讲一句话。
But Hudson said the following in the latter stage of his life.
他就是我从未牺牲过。
And he said that I never made a sacrifice.
你说他为神牺牲解摩托，怎么可能他讲这句话？
And you would ask that the fact that he sacrificed so much for God, and how could he make such a statement?
因为他回头看的时候，他发觉每一次他为神牺牲的时候，神赐福给他更多。
And his logic was that every time he sacrificed for God, God through his grace gave him so much more.
其实这个就是耶稣回答彼得的这个重点。
And that is the emphasis of Jesus' answer to Peter.
彼得希望跟耶稣斤斤计较。
Peter wanted to run a tally with Jesus.
我为你牺牲这么多，你给我什么回报？
What kind of reward would you give me, Peter said, since I've sacrificed so much for you?
其实耶稣可以很简单说，你将来不需要下地狱，这一句话已经够了。
And Jesus could have simply replied that you would not have to go to hell, and that answer by itself would have been sufficient.
但是你会发觉耶稣的回答不是只是告诉你不用下地狱。
But you can see that Jesus' answer was not just limited to the fact that He didn't, that Peter doesn't have to go to hell.
他告诉你，你将来可以在永生里面，在神的国里面享福。
And he also told Peter that you would have joy in the kingdom of God.
你在世上会得到一百倍的一个回报。
And in the world in the present age that you will receive 100 times as much.
耶稣的回答就是说。你会得到的回报是一个不成比例的一个回报。
So basically, Jesus' answer to Peter was that the reward you will receive is disproportional reward.
因为神的家不是强调回报，它是强调恩。
Because the household of God does not place any emphasis on a reward. Instead, it's all about grace.
那么耶稣就讲了一个故事，一个比喻，去警告彼得这类的斤斤计较的人。
Then Jesus went on to tell a story in a parable form, to warn Peter about the attitude of tit for tat.
那你会发觉呢，这个比喻呢，最开始的时候耶稣讲了一句话，跟他最结束的时候重复这句话。
And the you can see in this with this parable that Jesus started out by making a statement, which was later on repeated at the end of the parable.
那么你就知道了，这句话就是这个故事的重点。
And therefore, you then know that that statement is the key point of the entire story.
这句话就是有许多在前的，将来要在后，在后的将要在。
And the statement is that many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
那么我们现在要来看这个，葡萄园工人的比。
And now we want to look at the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
那你要知道呢，从耶稣年代啊，当他们来葡萄的时候呢，这个工作的时间呢是从早晨六点到下午六点，12个小时。
And we first must understand that during the era of Jesus, that the work involved in harvesting grapes is a 12-hour job. It starts at 6 in the morning and ends at 6 at night.
那么你们刚开始的时候读过这个比喻的时候，我问你，在这个故事里面有多少类的工人？
And after we read this parable, I first want to ask you, how many groups of workers do we have in the story?
你记得吗？有没有哇？有不同时间进来工作的吗？有多少类啊？
Did you ever count them? How many different groups came in? There were different groups that came in at different times.
没人试试看。
Did anyone try?
对呀、啊，瑞文说五类。对了，有五个时间进来工作的人。
And Raymond said five groups, and that is correct. We have five different waves of workers that came in at five different times.
所以有人是早晨六点呢，后来九点，12点、3点，最后一个是下午5点进来工作。
Some came in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and some came at 9, some came at 12, some came at 3, and some came at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
那这五类的人里面呢，你也可以把它再分成三大类。
And with these five different waves of workers, you can group them into three separate groups.
一种呢就是六点进来工作的。
The first group is are those who came at 6 o'clock in the morning.
你发觉呢，只有这一类的工人呢，这个主人是有跟他讲好，他工作的都是人工是多少。
And you will find out from the story that this is the only group, with which the land owner had pre-negotiated a wage before they started working.
就是一天一。一钱银子
and that is one denarius for each day's work.
那这个是当时一般的平均的工资
and this is an average wage for that time.
啊，第二类呢，就是从九点到三点里面进来的这些人
The second group of people are the workers that came between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
主人呢没有告诉他要给他们多少的工资，只是告诉他我会给你，就是给你一个对的工资的，我必给你的，我当给你的，我必给你。
And the landlord did not tell them what kind of wages the second group of workers will receive. He only told them that he would give them a wage that would be right.
最后一类呢，就是下午五点的，进来工作的。
And the last group are the workers who arrived at 5 in the afternoon.
你会发觉呢，这个主人没有承诺给他任何的工资。
And you will see from the story that the landowner did not promise him any wage.
那现在，就是下班了，晚上，发工资的时间就是下午六点。
And now it's time for these workers to get out from work, and it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's for them to be paid.
那么主人就说，叫这些最后来的先拿工资。
And the landowner told the last group of workers, the ones who came in last, to come and receive their wage.
我想问大家，如果你是五点才进来工作的人，你心里面想你会拿到多少的工资？
Let me ask each one of you, if you were one of the workers who started working at 5 in the afternoon, how much wage would you expect?
没有想过啊。
Have you ever thought about that?
那一天是一块银子。
One day's wage is one denarius.
一天工作十二个小时。
And you must work 12 hours for it.
现在你工作一个小时。
Now you've worked only 1 hour.
那么 David, 你说你拿多少钱啊?
So David, let me ask you, how much you think you should receive?
那如果你的答案是十二分之一呢?这个大概是一个 SAT 的答案。
If your answer is 1/12, then you have a correct SAT answer.
但是如果你出来社会里面工作,我保证你,你不会拿到十二分之一的钱。
And however, if you have been working in the real world, I can guarantee you, you will not receive 1/12 of one denarius.
因为你的老板会这样子告诉你。
Because your boss would then tell you.
你为什么一直站在这边没有人请你工作?
How come you have been standing around and not being hired?
因为你不够人家好啊。
Because you're not as good as others.
所以你怎么可以要求我给你这些最好的人就是一块钱，十二个钟头这个价钱呢
？Then therefore, how can you be expected to be paid same as the best workers who will receive one denarius for the 12 hours of work that he's going to perform?
很多老板呢，首先点你一半。
Many bosses will cut that wage by half first.
另外就是你，其实我们也有做过这个事情了，就是这些店。快要关门的时候呢，你就去买东西嘛。
And another factor to consider actually is something that we have all done at one point, and that is when a store is closing, we would rush in and buy things.
你就告诉这个人，那你这些东西啊，一直都没有人买，你就减价给我卖给我，要不然你也没用。
And you would go into a store that's about to close, that since no one has been buying these items, then you should give me a greater discount, and I'll take them off your hand.
我们最小啊，要他减再减一半。
At the very minimum, we would negotiate with them to cut the half price by another 50%.
所以如果是减几岁呢？哈，这个五点钟进来的人，如果他拿到五十分之一的工钱呢，他已经是他的老板对他是算是有良心。
So going by those logics, if this worker who comes into work at 5 in the afternoon received 1/50th of a denarius, he should be happy with his boss.
如果这个老板没有良心，可能就打发他。OK， 你拿一些葡萄回家算了。
If the boss had no conscience, he would send him away with maybe clusters of grapes.
但是圣经都讲这个主人怎么样。
And what did the Bible say about the landowner as far as what he did?
他给他足足的一块钱。
This landowner gave these workers a full 1 denarius.
可能这个主人就想到，哎，这个人家里面有妻子有孩子等他开饭的嘛，怎么可能给他这么小回家呢？
And the landowner probably considered that this worker probably had children and wife at home waiting to be fed, and how could he receive so little?
那作为一个没有人要的一个工人，
to be a worker that is not desired by others to hire.
当你拿到这一块钱的时候，你的心情是怎么样？
How would you feel when you receive that 1 denarius?
你一定是很惊奇，还有很高兴。
You must be pleasantly surprised.
你感谢你的主人。
You'll be very thankful for the landowner.
那其实这个故事里面呢，所有人都是拿一块钱。
So therefore, in this story, actually all the workers received 1 denarius.
还有呢，就是呢，我们讲过第二类的这些九点到三点进来的人呢，他们收到钱的时候，其实他们也没有埋怨了。
And we also talk about the second group of workers who became hired between 9 and 3 in the afternoon, and they didn't have any complaints either.
因为他们也知道他们没有做12个钟头啊。
Because they also knew they did not work the full 12 hours.
所以当主人给他一块钱的时候，这个是一个不成比例的一个回报。
So when the landowner compensated them with a full denarius, it was also a disproportional reward.
只有第一类就是六点进来的人，他埋怨他的。
And only the first group of workers, those who came to work at 6 in the morning, grumbled against the landowner.
为什么他们会埋怨主人？
Why would they grumble against the landowner?
因为他们有一个斤斤计较的一个心态。
Because they had a tit for tat attitude.
他觉得主人不公平。
They felt the landowner was not fair.
他忘了其实一天一块钱是你跟主人一早讲定的吗？
But they forgot the fact that the 1 denarius per day wage was already negotiated between the two parties.
他也没有想过，其实主人叫你来工作，其实也是一个恩典，因为要不然你就好像其他人站在这边没有工作。
And they forgot the fact that the landowner hired them to work. Itself was also a gracious act. Otherwise, they could be standing around the marketplace like all the other workers.
但是如果你是一个斤斤计较的人，你就会变成一个埋怨，还有一个忘恩的一个人。
However, if you're a person of tit and tat approach, then you will become a person who constantly complains and then neglect the grace that people have given you.
一块钱代表什么？
What does 1 denarius mean?
有什么东西是我们每一个基督徒都会拿到的？
What is this one thing that every one of us Christians would receive?
我想这个就是代表主耶稣。
I believe this is a representation of Lord Jesus.
因为我们所有的祝福，包括我们的永生，都在主耶稣。
Because all of our blessings, including our eternal life, reside in Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人成为一个基督徒的时候，你都得到。
So when every one of us became a Christian, we all received our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是为什么有一些基督徒他得到主耶稣以后就天天埋怨？
Then why would Christians would complain daily after they have received the Lord Jesus?
我们拒绝来教会，因为我觉得在教会我得不到什么。
We refuse to come to church because we don't feel like we can receive much by coming to church.
我们埋怨圣经里面太多要求。
We complain that there are too many requirements from the Bible.
但是有些基督徒他得到主耶稣的时候却好像戴德生一样，他说我从来没有牺牲。
However, some Christians, when they received Lord Jesus, they're more like missionary Hudson, where they said that they have never made a sacrifice.
我想这个分别就是我们是不是一个斤斤计较的一个人。
And I think the difference is whether we are people that practice tit for tat or not.
当我们跟神斤斤计较的时候，我们就只留意我们的牺牲。
When we run a tally with God, then all we're going to notice is our own sacrifices.
你看到自己的牺牲的时候，你就觉得我是在神面前是一个站得很前的一个人。
And when you pay much attention to your own sacrifices, then you will tell God that you are one who are first.
你会觉得我应该得到一百倍的就是回报啊。
And you will figure that you are entitled to 100 times as much.
但是你没有看见神在你身上的恩。
But you have neglected God's grace showered on you.
所以这一类的人他会过一个就是充满埋怨的一个人生。
And that's why this kind of people will live a life of begrudging.
相反，如果你不跟神去计较，
contrarily, if you do not run the tally with God,
这类的人通常他是因为知道其实自己是不配的。
And these group of people realize that they're not worthy.
他们是在这个世界，在很多地方，他都是最后的。
That they realize that they are last in many regards in this world.
那么他到处都会见到神的恩。
And they will experience and realize God's grace everywhere they go.
他会觉得有人很叫我，这个是神的恩。
有人什么？
Marry you.
哦，
你不觉得这个是神的恩？
是神的恩典。So some people will think that. The fact that they have someone who actually want to marry them is God's grace.
你有儿女有工作，你能够在教会里面侍奉，这些都是神的恩。
That it's all due to God's grace that we have children, we have jobs, and we're able to serve in a church.
有这样子感恩的心理的时候，我们就会越发愿意去侍奉神。
And with such a thankful heart, we will be even more willing to serve God.
那么你就会跟随耶稣越跟得贴。
And our following Lord Jesus will become that much closer.
你会发觉耶稣越来越宝贵。
And you will discover Jesus is that much more precious.
耶稣提醒我们，在后的将要在前。
Jesus reminds us that the last will be first and the first will be last. And let's pray together.
天父，我求你帮助我。
Dear Heavenly Father, we plead with you to help us.
就是见到主，你是一个蛮有恩慈的一个。
To see that you are a God full of grace.
其实我们就好像这个五点钟还是没有人请的一个人。
We're like the workers who had not been hired as of 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
从来这个世界可能都没有给我们一个机会。
And this world in itself has never given us a chance.
但是神你却不单只是呼召我们，也让主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
But Lord, not only You have called us, but you have sent your son Jesus to die for us on the cross.
所以让我们过一个感恩的一个生活。
And help us live a life of thankfulness.
让我们不要跟神斤斤计较。
And help us not live a life with God in a tit-for-tat way.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and pray in Jesus' name.
我们现在是教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
And now is our church's monthly communion.
圣餐是在纪念耶稣基督的死。
The Holy Communion is to remember Lord Jesus' death.
如果你已经是同信得救又接受了水礼的时候，我们欢迎你参加。
We welcome you to participate if you have been reborn and been baptized by water.
如果你还没有的时候呢，饼和杯传到你旁边的时候，不用。
And however, we would ask you to refrain if you have not done so when the bread and the cup arrive in front of you.
如果你真的很想参与圣餐的时候，我们今年会有水礼，我欢迎你去参加。
If you really want to participate in the Holy Communion, we will have water baptism this year. I encourage you to participate.